I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world. Jesus, how long ere we shout the glad song? Christ returneth, alleluia, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen. It may be at midday, it may be twilight. It may be perchance that the blackness of midnight will burst into light in the blaze of His glory when Jesus receives His own. Oh, Lord Jesus, Christ returneth, alleluia, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen. O joy, O delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread and no crying. Caught up through the clouds with our Lord into glory when Jesus receives His own. Oh, Lord Jesus, Christ returneth, alleluia, alleluia, amen, alleluia, amen.
Yes, my friend, Jesus is coming again, and it could be today. The most important question is, are you ready for His return? I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I'm glad to welcome you to this edition of The Voice of Hope. The subject we focus on today is not a pleasant one, but it's necessary, especially in our day. We live in a time much like that of ancient Israel, when the scripture says everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And because of that, the people of God experienced His judgment. And we're only kidding ourselves if we think God has a different standard for us than He had for them. One thing that concerns me deeply in today's church is the widespread use of pornography. Surveys indicate that many pastors and parishioners are regularly viewing internet pornography. Clearly, this is a problem that has reached epidemic proportions in the church, and we cannot afford to ignore it. This problem affects both men and women. Those who have repented and today are walking in victory remind us that there are certain core needs that, if those needs are not met, they will make a person more susceptible to the influence of pornography. Some of those needs are spiritual intimacy, a daily, personal walk with the Lord, and then social intimacy, that is, close relationships with others of the same gender. You and I would do well to examine our lives. On our program today, Dr. Yoder will lead us in our study from 2 Peter chapter 2 and verses 11 to 16. He will discuss the subject, When Lust Goes Wild. But before he does, here's the chorale to lead us in a prayer as they sing, Create in me a clean heart, O God.
God created the first man a free moral agent. Now, what does that mean? That means that man had the privilege and responsibility to choose. He was different from the animals because the animals lived by instinct, but man was created to live by choice. He could choose what he wished to do. God planted a garden and put the man in the garden. He gave the whole garden to Adam. There was only one restriction, just one. The scripture teaches us what that was in Genesis 2, 8 to 15. There is the description of the garden. Listen as I read a part of that text. And the Lord planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then the Bible describes it further, and then tells us at the end of my portion, And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. What a wonderful environment God created for the first man, Adam. He had all he needed. There was only one restriction. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Listen as I read two more verses. Genesis 2, 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou wilt surely die. It must be clear to you, as it is to me, that when God created Adam and put him in the garden, he gave him the right of choice. But he also made very clear to Adam the result of his choices. If he chose to obey God, he would live in beauty, peace, and harmony in the garden. If he chose not to obey God, then the result was very clear. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The same fact is true today. Freedom to choose is ours. The result is clear. God has given us the right of choice, but he has also determined the result of that choice. We should therefore carefully make our decisions. In our text in 2 Peter 2:11-16, we have some sober counsel. Turn in your Bible to 2 Peter 2:11-16 as I read the Holy Scripture, and here is the Word of God. For as angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Peter developed the thesis, when lust goes wild, to help us to avoid certain horrendous results. I bring them to you. The debased personality. I am impressed with Peter's ability to tell us of that debased personality. He made it clear that angels have some restraint. They are greater in power and might than men, but they restrain themselves and do not bring railing accusations against them before the Lord. They have some sense of restraint. But Peter intimates that people do not have the restraint that angels have. They go the other way and are like animals. He says, as natural brute beasts who have no sense of restraint. They operate only on instinct. They have no reasoning power. They have no ability of choice. People with depraved personalities sink to the level of natural brute beasts, and they speak evil of the things they do not understand. I believe each of us should be careful when we speak, so that we do not fall into this category of speaking of things we do not understand. Now, none of us has a full understanding, and that should humble us every time we open our mouth. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, also has a word for us. Listen as I turn to Romans, the first chapter. I begin reading at verse 18. I hope you can follow me in your Bible. That's Romans 1:18-23. I'm reading the Bible. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. My friend, do you see where this debased personality will finally lead? But I'm back now with Peter's words. He says they revel in the daytime. Oh, Jesus said that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But that does not seem to be true today. They openly practice evil in the daylight. They take pleasure in practicing evil, pride themselves in being wicked. Peter says that when lust hath gone wild, people will have a debased personality. He further instructs us that there will be a second result, which is the depraved propriety. There will be no sense of what is proper. Their minds will be deceived. Spots they are, Peter says, and blemishes. Reveling, rioting, sporting themselves with their own deceiving. You see that? They are deceived. They have the wrong sense of values, if they have any sense of values at all. Ethics are abandoned. Oh, that's true today, is it not? Is it not true today? The only real standard we have has been barred from the schoolroom. We wonder why our world is so topsy-turvy, and why there is so much turmoil. We need not wonder, because they're sporting themselves in their own deceivings while they feast with you. I understand that to indicate that they will infiltrate the Christian assembly while they feast with you. That may have reference to the Lord's Supper. They come, parade themselves as being pious people, but they are depraved. They do not know what is proper. He further describes them as having eyes full of adultery. The pornographic industry amounts to billions of dollars here in the United States of America. Literature, movies, and adult stores are all over in our large cities, advertised. Come, indulge yourself. No sense of what is proper. Into that picture, the Apostle Peter adds covetousness. They have exercised with covetous practices, bribes on every hand. Do this, and I will give you so much. What's in it for me? Yes, the Apostle Paul also teaches us this from 2 Timothy 3, 1-7. Follow in your Bible, that's 2 Timothy 3, 1-7. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. My friend, when lust goes wild, it results, I tell you, in depraved propriety. There's a third horrendous result. It is degraded piety. I notice the Apostle Peter states it like this. Who have forsaken the right way. To forsake the right way means that they once knew the right way. They may have been on the right way. Jesus spoke about two ways, you know. He said the one is narrow and the other is broad. The narrow way has few and the broad way has many. Peter says they have forsaken the right way. They've gone astray. They have found their own way, the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Gone astray means, I believe, a deliberate choice. They made a choice to go their own way, and that way ended up with a degraded piety. Balaam tempted God to do what God had forbidden him to do. The king Balak saw Israel coming through his land in Numbers 22, that's the Old Testament book of Numbers, and he sought out this prophet to curse the people. It is interesting that there should be such a prophet, but God told the prophet he could not go. But he went back again and again, repeatedly, asking God to let him go and do what God had forbidden. You see, there was money in it. There was big money in it. And he wanted to go. He sure did. You will find this in Numbers 22:22-35. I won't read all of that. I will read verses 27-31, because Peter said, a dumb ass rebuked the madness of the prophet. Listen to the account. Numbers 22:27-31. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, And she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me. I would there were a sword in mine hand, and for now I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. The donkey was smarter than the prophet. Such degraded piety will emerge when lust goes wild. Piety demands fidelity and integrity. Because of the strong winds in our society today, my friend, we must seek help from God so that our choices do not lead to these horrendous results. Listen as I review them for you. The debased personality with only beastly attitudes. The depraved propriety leading to no ethical standards. The degraded piety evaluating the wages of unrighteousness as preferable to the will of God. Join me in prayer, my friend. O God, righteous God, holy God, merciful Heavenly Father, we call upon Thee at this moment and seek Thy blessing and seek Thy deliverance so that we will not fall into these horrendous results when lust goes wild. Oh, I pray, Father, for our beloved land of America, because we have seen some of these things emerging. And I pray, God, according to Thy good will and purpose, that Thou wilt once more breathe upon this land, I pray, the spirit of confession and seeking the heart and will of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, Thou hast searched and seen me through. Thine eye commands with piercing view my rising and my resting out. My heart and flesh
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that sobering message. You know, friend, it takes real courage and a commitment to the Scriptures to say those things in today's culture. Yet we can't back away from the teaching of the Scriptures just because they're unpopular. One of our goals on this program is to help you grow in your walk with the Lord We want to help you better understand God's Word and then apply it to your daily life. One way we can do that is by making this teaching available to you either in print or in audio format. That way you can receive additional blessing from it and you can share it with others. Now, if you write to us, we'll be happy to send a printed copy of this message to you. And when we do that, we'll send all the other messages from this series from Peter's epistles. All 30 messages in the series are available in a paperback book titled Sojourners in Faith, and you can receive a copy just by asking for it. The title of the book again is Sojourners in Faith. If you'd like a copy of this book, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. This teaching is available on an audio CD as well. We invite you to visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And that's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, if you'd like a copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. Or you may log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, to listen to this teaching whenever it's convenient for you. And if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. Now, we do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. So let us hear from you today. And friend, I hope you'll join me next week. Lord willing, we'll continue our study in Peter's second epistle. I hope you can join me. And until we meet again,
Christian, do not seek repose. Cast your dreams of ease away. You are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Wicked forces, evil powers, gathered in unseen array. They wait for